Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I did a story about a half a year ago where I mentioned Brett Favre, the football player, and a problem happening down south with welfare money. And the odds of those two things being in the same sentence seem very, very strange, but it's true. And Donna sent me a note and said, hey, Steve, here's a follow-up to that story you did about Brett. And this is crazy. Out of the Mississippi Today website, Anna Wolf wrote the story. State law files lawsuit to recoup $24 million in welfare funds from Brett Favre, WWE wrestlers, and 34 other people or companies. And how this happened? I don't know. But they explain it. The Mississippi Department of Human Services is suing 38 people or companies for squandering welfare money that's supposed to address poverty in the poorest state in the nation. The lawsuit intends to claw back $24 million in federal funds misused in a sprawling scandal that officials began to unravel almost 3 years ago. It targets famous people such as Brett Favre, former running back Marcus Dupree, former linebacker Paul Lacoste, retired WWE wrestler Ted the Million Dollar Man DiBiase, and his two sons, among others. So if the Million Dollar Man were fighting the $6 Million Man, would the $6 million man just win because he's $5 million better? And factor in inflation, because those dollars were from back in the old days, but another story altogether. The lawsuit details bold disregard from officials and contractors for either effective public spending or for the people they were supposed to be assisting. Actions indicative of a state government with a cynical approach to anti-poverty programs. I do not understand these people. An attorney who wrote the lawsuit told Mississippi Today by email, what kind of person would decide that money the law required to be spent helping the poorest people in the poorest state would be better spent being doled out by them to their own families, their own pet projects, and their own favorite celebrities? Now, two entities who received welfare funds through these activities do not appear as defendants. So it looks like some of the money may have been spent properly. Some of it. Nancy New and her son, Zach New, who ran a nonprofit that received tens of millions under contracts with the Mississippi DHS, pleaded guilty in April to several charges of bribery and fraud related to how they used the nonprofit's public funding. Much of the money was illegally funneled to other nonprofits or contractors, which were considered second-tier recipients of the money. The latest civil lawsuit pursues some, but not all, of them. In case you're curious, the lawsuit itself is an 81-page lawsuit. It's lengthy. I glanced at it. It gave me a headache. Nancy New admitted to defrauding the government when she paid someone $365,000 to run a virtual reality program. Her son and the nonprofit's assistant director pleaded guilty to wire fraud for transferring $500,000 to the construction of the physical virtual reality center. It's important that your virtual reality exists in a physical place. Make a note there. He disguised the expenditure as lease payments. Zach New also admitted to defrauding the government by transferring $4 million for the construction of a volleyball stadium at the University of Southern Mississippi, which was also disguised as a lease. Now, the attorney, who's the former U.S. attorney, was hired by MDHS to craft a lawsuit, and the Mississippi AG's office have not discussed their process for choosing which welfare recipients to pursue in the case. Many, but not all, of the defendants received demand letters last year, which is when I did the video, from the state's auditor's office. That's the agency that originally investigated the case. MDHS is ready to file this lawsuit over 6 months ago, but the attorney general's office, which has authority over lawsuits filed on behalf of the state, had to give them the green light. Michelle Williams, a spokesperson for the AG in Mississippi, said, we wanted this suit to be the best possible suit for the people of Mississippi, and we weren't going to work on any artificial timelines to get a final product. At the center of the welfare scandal is the state's decision to contract with News nonprofit Mississippi Community Education Center and another nonprofit called Family Resource Center of North Mississippi to run a state-sanctioned program called Families First for Mississippi. John Davis was the director of the Mississippi Department of Human Services at the time, answering to the governor who appointed him. By 2017, the second year of Davis' administration, the state was making unprecedented upfront multi-million dollar payments to the new nonprofits. Most of the money came from a flexible federal block grant called Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF. So it's actually quite a lengthy story. But the crazy part is that they appeared to just have doled out all kinds of money that was intended to go to help the poor and the needy in Mississippi. And instead, it wound up going all these other places. So circumstances outlined in the lawsuit echo Mississippi Today's reporting in its investigative series, The Back Channel, including Brett Favre's involvement in the use of MDHS funds to purchase personal investments in a pharmaceutical startup, which was developing a treatment for concussions, which of course would be an important thing for football players, not so sure about the poor people of Mississippi. Favre already knew that Nancy New had access to millions and few strings attached federal grant funds because he got her to pay $5 million towards the new volleyball stadium that the quarterback was credited with helping build at the alma mater, University of Southern Mississippi. Favre encouraged his business partner to solicit Nancy New to use MDHS grant proceeds to invest in the stock of the pharmaceutical company. He wrote to someone else by text, "She has strong connections and gave me $5 million for a volleyball facility via grant money. Offer her whatever you like." This text came just 2 days after the two men met with then-governor to discuss how to elevate and find funding for the company. While the lawsuit highlights the payments regarding the pharmaceutical company, it does not scrutinize the role of the former governor, who was also offered stock in the company. During his last year in office, Bryant used his political influence to help advance the pharmaceutical company's interests. The governor was set to accept the stock offer after he left office, text show, but arrests derailed his arrangement. Yeah, arrests often derail your plans. Just a thing I've learned as an attorney. So the lawsuit, in its 81 pages, goes through how all this money was spent, $24 million was spent, and the money came from the feds. The feds said, here is money to help the poor people of your state. You guys take this money and you see to it that it goes to that purpose. And the people who were in charge of doling the money out appear to have been doling it out to all kinds of things. It had nothing to do with helping the poor people. Building a volleyball stadium for a college, that's a great cause. I love volleyball. I love colleges. But is that what the money was intended for when it came from the feds and they said, here, use this to help poor people? Or was it intended to buy pharmaceutical stock? I mean, these are hypothetical questions, but the answers should be obvious. And so I remember last year when I was talking about this, and they'd sent out the letter saying, look, here's what the money is intended for, and here's the money that someone gave you to do this, and there's obviously a disconnect, so you got to give the money back. And apparently, if you didn't give the money back, you're getting sued. And so, like I said, it's an 81-page complaint. But the real problem here is, don't get me wrong, I think if these people got the money and didn't, you know, weren't entitled to it, they should pay it back. That's a problem. I understand that. But the real problem here is it's a flaw in human nature. If I spend years working like a dog and save up some money, I'm very careful in how I spend that money because I know how hard it was to get. Politicians, on the other hand, who often have what they perceive to be an unlimited pot of cash, i.e. taxpayer money, will often spend that money willy-nilly because to them it's an unlimited supply of cash and they didn't work for it. So that governor that you have on you, I'm talking about a mechanical governor, figuratively speaking, that tells you, remember how hard it was to make this money? Spend it carefully. That mechanism that tells you to spend the money carefully isn't there when the money is an unending supply of taxpayer money. It's worse here because this isn't even taxpayer money from the state. The people who get this money from the feds go, oh, check it out. It's just free money from the feds. And they appear to have gone even further afield than you'd expect than they might have done with just pure tax dollars. I understand the money from the feds is also tax dollars. I'm talking about the perception, okay? So if you are a state agency and you're spending state tax dollars, I assume there's a slight bit more of a concern than when you're spending federal money, because the federal money seems to be coming from far away, even though in Mississippi you are part of the nation, and all the taxes from the various people around the country go to Washington, and then some of it gets sent back. I understand that. I'm simply saying that if I work hard for the money, Donna Summer, I will take very, very good care of that money when I spend it. More so than if someone just goes, here, have some money and spend it. And that's what politicians often think of with tax dollars. And I think it's even less so with the money they get from the feds. So the idea that millions of dollars came into this program and was doled out like this to friends and famous people and to buy pharmaceutical stock, and it's just crazy. It's crazy. And it looks like, since nobody was overseeing this, it kind of got out of control. And so now they're cracking down on it. They're trying to get the money back. And the real question is, if you're a famous person, you know there's going to be a spotlight on you until this gets resolved, and maybe even beyond that. What are you going to say? Oh, I thought that's what the money was for. I thought you could just go to a department in Mississippi. Okay, I just assumed that's how government worked. It's a real tough case to defend. So I'm not sure what's going to happen here. We'll see. But it's a great follow-up because, like I said, a little over 6 months ago, I did the video about the letter going out, the demand letter saying you need to pay this money back. And it looks like most people just ignored it. What's going to happen? Well, you're going to get served with an 81-page lawsuit. That's what's going to happen, because it happened. So there you go. Donna, thanks for sending it. Mississippi Today ran the story. It's lengthy, because they go through all the allegations against many of those defendants, of whom there are 34. And Anna Wolf wrote that. State files lawsuit to recoup $24 million in welfare funds from Brett Favre, WWE wrestlers, and 34 other people or companies. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. See, guys? The keyboard is in alphabetical order now.